Let's go. Who's ready for a football Friday? Rico has said BOGO is out. It's Groupon Fridays. Lions favored by 2 touchdowns over the Jaguars. Got another name you could call that team, but it would get us kicked off the air. It's okay, though. We have to talk about something. A, Jeremy Otto apparently is the offensive coordinator for Eastern Washington in here. Red hat, red shirt. Give the guy a clipboard and a headset. Jesus, Jeremy. 2, let's do this. This is important. What he played in his update, I think, plays right into what you and I wanted to lead with. Dan Campbell is telling you this is, he knows. He knows he's losing his coordinators. He knows this is a special time. This is bigger than a team off to a hot start. And it's why I wanted to offer something. And it is the following. If there's anything I hate in sports, more than this, it's not coming to the top of my mind, which is gatekeeping fandom. And as we sit here now, I wanted to just see if people are okay with this, because I don't think they realize what's about to happen. That as popular as the Lions are, and that as passionate as the fans are, and the takeovers, and the home field advantage, and the coverage, it's only going to get worse or better depending on your perspective. What you are about to see in this town, the only thing I could liken it to would be the 2016 Cubs. Where every person in the city of Chicago who couldn't identify a baseball with two hands and a flashlight was donning Cubs gear. That's about to happen now. Because now, week 11, 12, 14, 15, playoffs, everyone's out of their slumber. And you are going to have fringe mania. And I'm here for it. So what I wanted to ask is this. Are we all on the same page that the Lions bandwagon still has room? That this is one of the most special teams in the history of this town? That this is a special time? And as Dan Campbell put it in that audio, it is finite, and when it's over, it's over. This team is winning the Super Bowl, and I would like to petition the fandom gatekeepers to leave people alone. That, much like at the Red Roof Inn, we'll leave the light on for you. I'll make sure there's a seat on this bandwagon no matter how late you want to join it. Is that acceptable?
So you're saying you don't have to come with your I've been a fan since ...
Not in my world. Now, for a dyed-in-the-wool Lions fan who thinks because they've suffered, they're better than you, that's up to them to decide. I'm trying to put some legislation out there that this bandwagon is open. And it should stay open. That this is a special time for this team, this town, and I do believe they're winning the Super Bowl. I'm not going to gatekeep fandom and go, well, you didn't like them last year. No, 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 no. But if you want to put up those gates, you have to explain why. Because you know, Rico, what's about to happen. People think this has hit its zenith. It's not even close. It is going to be pandemonium in the weeks in the lead up to and following Christmas. It is going to be, it's going to be like, you'll be able to basically go on the air. Hell, there's some hosts who already sound this way. Lions, 248. And lines will fill.
So, no, but it works.
It can.
Right. The fringe fans are out. I mean, people who, you're right, couldn't tell you any. They only know one Lion, that's Jared Goff, because you hear his name chanted everywhere. They just show up. It's a party. It's an event. It's not just a game anymore. It's an event. You want to be there. You want to be a part of it. So, yeah, I do think that some people are going to be joining that bandwagon who have no idea. They just want to revel in the glory that is Detroit. But I still think you're going to have those who are going to be like, well, I'm part of the fan executive board. I've been a fan since 1973, and I saw this, and I had this pain. And
well, let me put it to a test, because I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am jumping
on
the bandwagon.
Your Steelers are about to beat the Ravens.
Oh, no, I'm never going to be a Lions fan, but I'm rooting for the city. And after last week, seeing what they did in that comeback win, and then seeing everything on social media and how the fans of this city, of this team, took over that stadium post game and they're partying in the concessions, partying in the airport heading home, partying on the plane heading home.
According to caller DJ, they were partying in the bedroom, too. They had the freak off or whatever was going on.
The freak nick.
The freak nick. Yeah, the freak off was a
Diddy. It was an interesting use.
Excuse me. I've been reading too many Diddy articles. Right. I want to apologize.
That's a Diddy thing, no. Lions fans, not at Diddy parties. But, no, they're like four parties pregame.
Yes.
Four different ones that DJ showed me the flyers for. Like, wait, it's grown to this
in
level.
In Houston.
It's an event. It's like All-Star Weekend where you just want to be there and say, I was in the city. Not even at the game, in the city. So you're jumping on board.
I am jumping on. So I want to test that theory.
Really, that's not really it, though. You got to give up. You got to renounce the Steelers. Do you renounce the devil?
See, you put it like that. What are you trying to do to me? I can't renounce the Steelers. If I have to do that to jump on the bandwagon?
So again, listen. I don't think any of this matters. But like, as the guy who founded the "We're Winning the North and We're Winning a Playoff Game" movement, and as the guy who didn't hint about it or didn't, you know, wasn't scared, I said openly and honestly as we kicked off the NFL season, the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. I still believe that.
You did.
I think I have every reason to have a say in the bandwagon. However,
I was Mike Myers next to Kanye. What?
George Bush does not care about black people. And Rico just went, wait, what did he say? But I want to hear from you, which is simple. Look, you are Lions fans and some of the fan elite. But what I don't want to do in the run-up to a Super Bowl is gatekeeping of fandom. I don't believe in it. And yes, they're playing the Jaguars. They are 14-point favorites. I do believe you will hit this team with a garbage can this weekend. I think there's a huge bounce-back element. I think that offensive line is going to be angry. They know they didn't perform well enough. Jared Goff. It doesn't matter, bad luck, bad throws, 5 interceptions, that's an embarrassment, no longer in the MVP. What?
No, that's what I'm saying. 5 interceptions, and we still managed to win that game.
But if you have a problem with bandwagon fans, I want to settle the grievances now. I want to have a happy Thanksgiving. I want to have a wonderful Christmas. But we need to set this straight now, because what we think is about to happen is the Lions are going to go on a crazy run. Rico's offered Groupons the next 2 games with the Jags and the Colts. So let's have the conversation. I say the bandwagon's open to any and all. Why? Because I truly believe this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And I don't want to begrudge anybody that. I also don't like gatekeeping of fandom. It's loser behavior. I don't like it. But if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Lion fan and you have suffered and you do feel like you're better than other people, because let's face it, that's what gatekeeping of fandom is. Mm. You think you're better than people. It's a lot like David when he does his whole judgmental religion routine on Sundays. The point is, you have a say too. So if you think we're going to sit here and break down Lions, Jags, yeah, here's the breakdown. Game over. 248-539-9796.
Mac Jones.
David, early returns on the ticket text?
Because, David, real quick, I'm with you. I want this for the city. City earned it. The city has gone through so much.
Yes.
That, people are like, are you really going to be happy? Yes, I am. I want to see you guys have that parade.
Why do people think you're the devil? That's what I don't get. You're from Southwest Detroit. Because are a Detroiter. This team hurt you to the point that you gave up.
They were like, because you're not really from here.
But you're not Satan. You're not a mean person.
And it's like, man, I want Detroit to have the parade. I want you to experience what I've experienced, what you've experienced, what David has experienced. It's your turn to do this. Going down Woodward, you could bring out, Pop-Pop's urn, because he's already dead. And he said, if they ever win, throw my ashes on the parade. You'll get to do that this year.
1,000% more room. It's literally America's team, because America loves this team. Not because Jerry has eyes for marketing. But yes, you can jump on board.
Okay.
Mike, I've been a fan since 1977. Welcome back, everyone. Happy to share this season with anyone that chooses to. Dennis at work. Lions fans.
Notice how Dennis had to let us know, though.
Yes.
I'm at the exec still, table.
Yep.
77.
Lions right. fans have had to be
the head of the table.
Right.
Or what do you call the bridal party table?
Right. 77. You're over there.
Lions fans have had to be bandwagon fans for the past 70 years. My bandwagon team was the Niners. It comes with the territory. Welcome one, welcome all. Justin N. Warren.
You know, as Jansen said this morning, closed borders, open bandwagons. I think that's what he said. The point I'm making is the bandwagon stays.
Makes sense.
Hey, listen, may have made that up. The point is.
Still makes sense.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I like that you hit John with a strike because you two have a beautiful little rivalry. It's adorable. But I want to hear from the people. We're hoping we get to enjoy a blowout win this Sunday, and we head towards Turkey Day. And it's like, all right, let's ask the question. Because I think if you're not on the bandwagon now, I'm not mad at you. I'm confused by you. But the bandwagon's open for everybody, right? Like, you're not gatekeeping your fellow man, are you? Because this Lions thing should rise above that. That's my platform I'm running on.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Campbell, can we bump back with that sound? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting what he said, and I think it plays into this. This is a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
No pettiness. I know that's hard for you. No pettiness.
Oh, wait, where did that stray come from?
You're the guy who created a receipt segment. That's not a stray.
It's not pettiness. It's just...
Hey, Kenny, remember what you said 38 months ago on a Tuesday?
No, it's called accountability. It's not pettiness.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We will get more ticket texts. Prop Bet Casino, Derek Stevens, TJ Lang, lots to do on a football Friday. Dan Campbell on, for lack of a better term, the mortality of his coordinators here in Detroit. He knows it's ending. Ben Johnson, if I had to bet right now, I'd say 75% sure both your coordinators are going to be head coach next year. Truly. Mm-hmm. And I do believe Ben Johnson will be in Chicago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 100%. They have to roll out. They have to go legendary mode, or they're on the precipice of ruining the number one overall draft pick.
Not New York?
There's no reason to be there. There's no. We're a dead franchise. Don't worry about us. We're in the poverty bin. We'll probably.
I was thinking about the Jets.
How dare you? I wouldn't wish that on Ben Johnson. But we've asked the question. I have said, hey, is it okay to keep the bandwagon open? I say it is. Everyone should get involved and enjoy this. If you want to gatekeep it, explain why. We go to Mike to bat leadoff 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hey. I'm good. I feel a little bit guilty because I'm going to be presenting a devil's advocate argument that's a bit of a Debbie Downer for gatekeeping.
Okay.
I personally do think that welcome one, welcome all. I think it's part of the reason why the team's fans have traveled so well and why we're doing these constant stadium takeovers. However, with the increased popularity and with the increased number of fans, next year is going to come Super Bowl prices, which is going to effectively lock out all of those quote-unquote original fans from being able to continue doing what they've been doing in the years to come. We all agree that this year is Super Bowl. It's almost a mortal lock. So that means we will be hosting a Super Bowl team in future years to come. So what's to keep the Fords, and I couldn't even blame them, from charging Super Bowl prices in the following season?
No, you're nailing it. Mike,
what happens going forward?
Mike, in no uncertain terms, A, you're right. B, the message you're sending is correct. You're dead. The average fan is dead if this team wins a Super Bowl. Dead. Hell, didn't they send out an email after the first playoff win, like 5 minutes after the game, increase prices?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, Mike, no, you're toast. Make no mistake about it. Enjoy the couch. That's where 90% of Lions fans are going to be.
Yeah, well, because it becomes a destination game every time, and
you're
going to have to pay for it.
And look, you're already seeing it.
It should hopefully boost the city, which I'm happy for the businesses around there for that. But the experience will not be the same.
No. The fan always comes in last. The fan comes in last. And look, you're already seeing what the airlines do. Go look at where the Lions are playing that week, and go look at the prices out of Detroit to go there. They know. There's no free rides. And it's, Mike, it's unfortunate. It's what tears at the passion of sports. I mean, look, we've seen it with college. I mean, the prices to go to a college football game, I'm talking even 10 years ago. The minute MSU got good, prices through the roof, seat licenses, and a parking lot cartel. For a fan base,
it'll be that way for the next decade. Because if COVID taught us anything, once the price is what it is, there's no reason to come down, even if the reason for it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, you nailed it. They're not going to cut you a break. Like, you know, you've been loyal for 20 years. I'm going to take 20% off.
Yeah, you've been loyal for 20 years.
So that means you're not going to go anywhere. Here, take this 20% increase.
And they just look at you like Jordan's security guard. Let's go to Jermaine, 97.1. Jermaine, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mike?
Welcome.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm going to just say this. I do not appreciate the bandwagon fans. I do not want them, even to my boy Rico. Hey, you my man, but hey, I love you like a play cousin, but no, get off my bus. David, love you like a play cousin. Get off my bus. Absolutely not. And Mike, I'll take you just because you weren't born here. But Rico, David, y'all were born here. Absolutely not. Y'all, you can catch your Uber and ride behind us, but you can't get on this bus. I only want millennials on my bus. I told the screener 80 was the cutoff. I'll give 1990. You're born after 1990. I don't even want you on my bus because you don't understand the suffering that we've gone through. If you weren't there. When we played the Washington Redskins in the NFC Championship game, and let's be clear, everyone in Detroit, we knew we were going to lose that game, but we were there. We understood that feeling.
Okay, Jermaine.
Well,
there goes my fan card, I guess.
Wait,
hold on, Jermaine. I'm not advocating for me or David. We're a lost cause in your eyes. But people like Kenny, can't you say that even though you saw the Redskin game, they could say, hey, we saw the ball bounce off of Vildor's face mask. We saw the Gibbs fumble. That was painful.
We saw
0-16.
Golden Tate mandatory runoff.
Yeah.
Elvin Johnson.
If they didn't see a wasted Barry Sanders, absolutely not.
No. But they saw a wasted Calvin Johnson. I'm making a case for them, not me.
These people can't help when they were born, man.
Okay. I can give you them.
All right, so basically, here's what we've taken out of Jermaine's call. Okay. It's very simple. Both David and Rico are human garbage, but Kenny's allowed.
Kenny
got rid of the millennial cause.
All right, I'm back. Kenny,
Thank you.
I couldn't win, but I'm glad that you're
still on
board.
Rico, I appreciate you standing up for me, man, because I was about to get emotional.
I had to fight for you with my backpack on my I know I'm leaving. No. I'm leaving.
How about David and Rico are meat shields?
You know what, though? Look, I'm not mad at people like Jermaine. It's territorial for them. I wasn't through all the suffering. Because for some people, your fandom is created by your suffering. But that's why I said, millennials, they got suffering. Okay, you saw Barry Sanders wasted. They saw Calvin Johnson wasted. They saw Matthew Stafford wasted.
But here's the thing. My grandfather, who's 85, can say he's not allowed because he saw Billy Sims wasted. Oh, he saw Sanders wait. It's a whole
Lynn
lot of
Barney.
People. Lynn
yeah,
Barney.
Okay.
So you can't just say age is a thing here.
There's a Silver Rush defense. All right. Oh, wow. Al Bubba Baker.
You got any more hits? Keep playing them.
David Purefoy.
Top 5 Milk Plum memories? Let's go home. Let's go to Chuck. 97.1. Chuck, what's going on?
Absolutely, man. Listen, I'm just now returning from Houston, man. I drove a van down, man. I'm here to tell you, that was the worst win I've ever seen in my life. I had to deal with those doggone Texans fans. I mean, they were up the whole game, and they were in our face, and all of a sudden, we end up winning this game, and it was just an awful win, but a win is a win nevertheless. But let's get to the bandwagon fans.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome the bandwagon fans. I'm a fan of 45 years. It's tough. It's like a disease. It's like the Black Plague when you lose. It's hard to be around somebody when they got the Black Plague, and it's hard to be around somebody when you're losing. So, hey, the whole league wants us to win now, so let's welcome those bandwagon fans. Hop on aboard. With both hands and both feet.
That's right.
How about that?
Well, and again, I mean, Chuck, I guess for me is it's one thing, and the comparative I would have is for a long time, my school was like the Lions. And when State got good, the one thing I didn't think about, this person wasn't here, and now they're at the Rose Bowl. It was a joyous time. So, like, yes, I laugh at the gatekeeping stuff.
And Chuck, Mike, I'll say this. A microcosm of this was, I think, the end of the Tiger season. We weren't watching them on Bally's. Everybody wrote them off. We were all cutting lawn, doing yard work. Nobody was paying attention. And all of a sudden, they started winning. And everybody gathered into downtown Detroit. And nobody said, well, were you watching them in July? Did you have to pay money? Did you have to stream them? Nobody asked that question. But for some Lions fans, I get it. You got to suffer in order to sit at the main table.
248-539-9797. We will get more of the calls. We also will get to the Prop Bet Casino, which is coming up next. All right, let's get to the Prop Bet Casino. I hear we have some boxing in here as well. I can't wait for this. David, music.
Congratulations, Michael.
Yes.
David, you tied.
That's fine. I'm back. I'm winning again. This is good. So this is not an easy game, people.
No. You guys did a great job last week.
All right.
Okay.
I call that experience.
All right.
Did you hear the other new ones he's got?
No.
Oh, wait till he gives you one of these.
Oh, wait. I did hear one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Plug that in for me, Michael, if you would, please. About to lose a little juice.
Unbelievable. Mid-segment. Look at this. I got to stand up for what you just do to
Casino.
Wipe
us. Wipe us.
Right. Hey, the royal penis is washed. Come on.
All right. Michigan State taking on Illinois over under 22.5 points. Michigan State, total points.
Okay. Childs is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Off a bye. I would have done it for you. I was busting your chops. I'm going to go over. This has to be a game they look good. Do not anger me on a Saturday afternoon. They're wearing Gruff helmets. That's got to be worth 3.5 points.
They are.
Over.
Okay. Well, because hope is not a strategy, I'm going to say under.
You should have been put up for adoption.
I've heard that, Kenny. I'm going to go... They may not need that many points to win the game, so I'm going to go under.
I'm trying to watch a 16-14 game.
I'm here with you, buddy. I will go over.
Illinois is no good. They're down a couple defensive starters. Their coach wears a duvet cover as a quarter zip. Come on.
All right. Aiden Childs rushing yards, over under 31.5.
It has to be over if the offense is going to function. His legs are a weapon. And for the love of God, will you call the staff? I need some read option.
I got you the helmets. You're asking for a lot.
What was the number, Rico?
31.5.
I'll go over. They're gonna use him as a weapon, as they should.
I'm gonna go under.
You're just a bluebird of happiness over there.
He is something, isn't he?
I will go over as well. Nick Marsh receiving yards. Let me just put David down as under just before we give you the number. 68.5.
Over. I mean, he's clearly their best receiver. He's one of the best young receivers in America. And he catches one big ball a game and a couple of shorties. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, over.
Yeah, there's definitely a route to an over here. I agree.
Megatron, under. He's going over.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go under.
What the?
No, because I think that they're going to try to run the ball much like they did against Iowa, where it was just run.
Okay, you know what? At this point, just go back to Oregon. I'm done.
Here.
I can't do
this. They beat Iowa.
I don't want to watch it.
Well, then you don't want to watch this.
Throw the football.
I can't believe that this is going to be an actual number, but over under MSU sacks, 0.5.
Over, because you simply can't have one sack in a season of Big Ten play. There's got to be a magical moment. I got to say over.
You believe in love?
I just believe in somebody tripping into Luke Altmyer.
Yeah, one time. It's got to happen one time. Give me the over.
Please.
I'm so disappointed in this defensive line.
So this is going to be like Michael Strahan. He just failed and you tapped him.
Anything. Anything.
Go ahead, David.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep. Over, under, Jonathan Kim made field goals 2.5.
Over. I need 2 touchdowns, 3 field goals to hit the over on the team total and have a satisfactory game. 5 scoring drives, 2 of them ending up in the end zone. I can live with that. Over.
No, they can't be settling for three when they need six. Under.
Kenny, please.
No, Kenny's right.
I'm going under as well for that same reason, actually.
Oh, God.
And you're both right, which is why I'm going over, because they just get into the red zone and kick field goals.
This is the most depressing prop bet casino ever.
Oh, well, then you're really going to hate this next question, because this is going to be a stray at Kenny. Over, under. No, actually, who has more interceptions in this game? Aiden Childs, Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
He has given up on Beck.
You know what?
You've given up on Beck, man.
Hold on. What if it's just Beck having three touchdowns and one pick and Aiden playing a closer to the vest game? It still would be Beck. I don't think Beck's going to play bad tomorrow. I think Georgia wins, and I think they do it convincingly. But I think Beck, he's got a more punchable face, and that's the deciding factor.
What's your evidence of that? Oh, Beck's just going to play better. He's just going to be somebody Kenny? He hasn't been.
Kenny, there is no evidence for this nonsense. Beck.
Beck.
There's no evidence that Childs can have a clean game.
There we go.
So Childs.
That's the David what we all have grown to love. Kenny, is Beck that bad?
He might be. I don't know, man.
All right.
It's tough.
I'm going to go with Kenny.
Question mark?
MSU halftime points in the game. Halftime total points. Or for you, Mike, Jackson Kohler total points scored later that day. In a game against Bowling Green.
Kohler for the game?
Kohler for the
MSU
game.
MSU for the half?
For the half.
Kohler. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I agree.
I'm going to go Kohler.
Now featuring a three ball.
I'm going to go MSU.
That's the iOS update three ball.
I'm just telling you, I saw him hit a triple, and I immediately, the only thing that came to my mind was this drop. Like Rico and his Barca lounge are just going, oh my. Exactly.
Yes. All right, the Paul Tyson fight. It's eight rounds. The amount of rounds the fight goes, or the amount of points Xavier Booker scores.
Oh. Oh, God.
You can thank Evan Jenkins for this one.
Oh, sweet Jesus. God, Xavier Booker sucks.
This is pathetic.
Oh, my God. I can't even say that a five-star kid can score 8 points. Are you serious?
See, so this is a good number.
This is a great number. Just give me Booker. I can't live in a world he's this bad. Give me Booker.
Ooh, what a good number.
Ooh Jim.
I think this fight goes the distance. So I'll say the fight.
The fight.
What is Xavier Booker, Yinka Dare? Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Edan Gibak on line two.
He wasn't a five-star, was he?
He's four.
No.
Yeah.
I got Tom Herzog on line four.
You know what?
You're doing it, aren't you? He's going Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I am.
All right, Booker just transfer at this point? Can we be done?
I'm going fight. All right. Gibbs and Montgomery to both score a touchdown, yes or no?
Yes. Blowout city.
Absolutely, yes.
Sonic and whatever.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Sure.
No.
Oh, David is just.
Gibbs gets two. Montgomery doesn't get one.
Wow. No, they're both going to score. Will Goff. Golf interceptions over under 0.5.
Under. It is a bounce back mobile golf week. Under. He will play very well.
Yeah, and in a blowout, he's not going to be throwing the ball a ton either, so I'll say under.
Here's the thing. Ben Johnson called his offense out this week. They have to play better. Special teams defense is outplaying them. He will not have an interception.
I think he will still have one. I will go over. Not his fault, but he will still have one. Za'Darius Smith, sacks, over under, 0.5.
I'll temper my excitement. I'll say under. It's his first week in the scheme. Playing the run is every bit as important as playing the pass. Let me have 1 week. I'll say under.
And it also seems like the way they use weapons when they're first introduced into the system, it doesn't seem like they give them way too many reps way too quickly. Signed Jameson Williams. I mean, that took a while to get started. So I'll say under as well.
So I want to get clarity. You said sacks? Okay. All right. I'm going to go
Thank
over.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm going to go over it. Kenny, I see what you're saying, but he's been in the league. He knows. J-Mo was new to the league. Look, he's been fired up. He'll probably get one in the first quarter is how
wow.
I see it.
Wow.
Yeah. Longest play from scrimmage in the game for the Lions, over under 39.5 yards.
Under.
Over.
Yeah, it'll be over. That'll be one of Gibbs' touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to say over as well.
Oh, man.
Mac Jones passing yards, over under 186.5.
I'll say over because if Mason Rudolph can do it, so can you. Over. Plus, it'll be one-dimensional, blowout, garbage time. Over.
Exactly. You said exactly the phrase I was going to say, garbage time. Mac Jones.
Mac over. Jones.
Yeah, they'll have to throw the ball for three quarters of the game to catch up. So, yeah, over.
All right. And finally, going back to Saturday, top 25 upsets. 19 games, two ranked teams are playing each other, over under 0.5. It's a lot of cupcakes this week.
Oh, this is SEC bye week for most schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you play Mercer.
Yeah. Over under 1.5 upsets.
Let's go under. Form full week. Under.
No chaos.
No, I don't think so, because you're right. It is Cupcake City this week. Yeah, under.
I really want it to be under. I'll say over. I think emotional hedge.
Yeah, even South Carolina, Missouri is like.
You gigantic.
You're saying over?
Kenny, what is wrong? You're beating Tennessee.
Emotional hedge, Mike.
Yeah, South Carolina just crushing Missouri. Like, that point spread makes no sense.
Missouri's dead. Okay. They're a dead ball club. Okay. They're awful offensive.
Cockaboose.
Over.
Over. I'm going under. That's your prop bet casino, 97.1.
All right, David, ticket text. We get to TJ Lang coming up here in about 10 minutes. And obviously, if you're uncomfortable with the way we're talking, I mean, the Lions are the biggest point spread all season. They are 14-point favorites against Jacksonville, Mac Jones, not Trevor Lawrence. I think it's okay when you are this good of a team, when you're at home, against a team that looks like they have quit with a backup quarterback. I think it's okay to at least say, yeah, we're going to win the game. I can't promise you're going to cover the number, but they'll win the game. And that's why we have a little bit of less focused approach. There's nothing to break down. Team A, good. Team B, bad.
Yep.
David, what do you have?
It's from JJ. He moved to Virginia a year ago, and everyone I talked to says he's in love with the Lions out in Virginia. San Francisco, Dallas, and Washington, Baltimore, Philly, they don't care about it anymore. Load the bandwagon up. Wow.
I think it is anything in sports when you have a team that is kind of a rat franchise that has never won a thing, the minute they get good, people will gravitate towards them. America likes an underdog story. And the Lions, although they are bullies and they are awesome, they're the underdog. And I think it's just a moment in time, because if you're good long enough, everyone's going to turn on you and hate you.
That's when you know you've arrived.
Correct. That's why we treat you the way we do. Your team, not you as a person. I meant I knew that came out wrong. That was terrible. David, yes.
Well, this person on Ticket Text is treating him this way. If you laughed at and trolled or danced on the lion's grave, well, you can hitchhike for all I care. Okay.
Yeah, but who has done that? I don't think there's evidence of anybody doing that.
Well, maybe me, but.
Well, right, but we know you.
Exactly. David can join the bandwagon so he can pray for the Super Bowl. Lenny in Belleville.
I do think having David aboard the bandwagon increases the spiritual quotient. Now, that has to be worth at least 1.5 per game.
It's still Cade, the Cade factor. Be careful what he prays for.
He got us Cade.
Right. And that got us what?
And Micah lost last Sunday, remember.
Listen, the Pistons are better. Now, I know they're not winning everything. They're competitive. They're better. Okay. Hold on. Did we ask them to be better? Did we ask them to challenge, you know, stop being a pincushion and compete on a night-in-night-out basis? And could we get somewhere in the 30s? So far, they look like that type of team. And that's with letting the Charlotte game get away. That was ridiculous. Should have beat the Rockets. Could have beat the Bucks. I want to be fair. Now, they ain't good.
They should have beat the Bucks.
Oh, I know. I know.
Mike, you're a professional basketball. One free throw? Is that too much to ask?
It's a learning experience.
Really?
Okay, he doesn't mean that. He couldn't say that with a straight face. Go ahead, David.
You're right. She hit a free throw in Little League. I mean, come on now.
I mean, that's everybody in their backyard. Yes.
Grew up in Detroit as a Raiders fan. My team sucks, so I hopped on the bandwagon last year, and I'm riding it this year. No team looks as good as the Lions this year. Bandwagon is open all season for me.
And that's how I view it. Everyone should be welcome aboard. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I do think, and this is where people don't want to hear it, this is finite. You're not going to stay this good. It's not going to go this good. I think you're about to get gutted as far as your assistant pool. I mean, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are gone. So I think we're winning the Super Bowl. Anything that happens after that does not matter. But I'll be damned if this show is going to gatekeep fandom. Not doing it.
I'll accept any bandwagon fan. I absolutely loathe the quote, "I've been a fan since." Quit being a fan Nazi and share the love. That's what this city is about.
Well, I also don't like fan resume guy. Oh, my family's had season tickets. I graduated with Dutch Clark. No one cares. Who cares? I'm sorry. Are your tickets cheaper if you've bought them longer? Do they let you sit on the bench? Does it get you to, like, fan heaven? Like, I just please don't do that.
It gets you to the front of the line for the parade. That's what it does. You get to stand next to Joe Louis' fist.
What an honor.
As I was wearing my Lions jacket that I purchased at the Silverdome back in the 80s, all are welcome. That is Al in Redford.
See, I still haven't brought myself to buying a Lions hat. I can't do that. Like, I'm still a Giants fan, but I have been the captain of the Lions bandwagon the last couple of years. I still don't feel right about donning the colors.
I got a Lions sweatshirt.
And you're a hater. How did you manage that?
I know. I had somebody buy it for me. And in my office, the helmet I guess it was a one-off, that helmet from last year with the logo, the old logo on it.
The prowling
one. Nice one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish they would bring it back. Immediately when I saw that one, I'm like, I need that helmet in my life. So, but yes, I do have a Lions sweatshirt, but you're right. I don't know if I'm allowed to wear it, so it's just been sitting in my closet.
No, the other thing is, any hat I buy, it have to be black. I can't do the Honolulu blue. It's just not an attractive color. I'm sorry to break that to all of you.
Yeah, it's a black sweatshirt. So with that prowling lion logo on the front. So
love it.
I wear it when I can't wear it in public.
If I could find a quarter zip that was all black with the prowling lion on there,
yes.
I would do that. Can't find it.
And that's how I ended up with the sweatshirt, because I was looking for that quarter zip and it doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely. The bandwagon is open to any fair weather fan. But if you're from Detroit and you left by Felicia.
Man, is that a sticking point for people?
Yes, okay. It is.
Detroit versus everybody, man.
Yep.
You're from Detroit, but you had had enough in the late 80s and gave up. So you're not welcome back. That's fascinating.
As the line says, what? It's so cold in the D.
Kenny, do you know what that reference is?
Okay. Song. I've heard this song.
Take it easy. You're just young. You don't know anything that happened before 2017.
Which is why you're not allowed to be a Lions fan. I can't believe that there are people gatekeeping fandom. The bandwagon is never full. And if it is, just grab another wagon. Ride along. Adam in Toledo.
That's how I feel about it. But look, this is a special team. They find ways to win. We joked about the 15-2 Express. After last week's game, you wonder if 16-1's not in the offing. Who are we kidding? Who's been on a one-loss team? TJ Lang. I do want to ask him coming up, which is, hey, at what point in that locker room do you, or do you ever allow it to, do you start to think about, we're just not going to lose? Mm-hmm. This is just what we do. And I mean, that's a powerful thing for teams as well. So we'll get with TJ. I got to see if he's all pouched up out there with his tobacco. Get him ready to roll. David, we're going to need a spit bottle for that guy. He's like a leaky roof. Drip, drip, drip. 248-539-9797. We will get to the people. We'll get TJ Lang coming up as well. 97.1.